Just what is a trending topic?
A trending topic is a word or phrase that is tagged at a greater rate than other tags.
This is a trending topic.
Hashtag tunes.
Stop growing up and grow down with Jack and Brian as they rejoin the Trending Topics Network.
Hashtag tweet the table.
Get ready to have your face slammed through a table of wrestling knowledge as Captain Awesome and T-Mac bring you the Spanish Announce Table.
Hashtag Weekend Box Office.
Join Mr. Old School and his panel of critics as they are your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
Hashtag Mobile Technology.
Take a bite out of the mobile space on trending mobile technology as Piper the DJ breaks down iOS, Microsoft, BlackBerry, and many things in between. This is the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Better check in every day.
Because you never know what's going to be trending next.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Where that man is fucking an animal.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 95 for October 23rd, 2014. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Trending Mobile Technology, Tunes, and the Spanish Announce Table. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School, and before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. Without further ado, let's introduce our panelists for this week. 76 episodes in a row, the streak heavy set.
The one and the only.
Billy Gunn. We have Kebo Trek.
Howdy.
We've got Will.
Thanks for having me.
And we've got Carb.
Thanks for having Will.
You piece of shit. Let's get into the news.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
10 characters who need their own spin-off movies. How Terminator will explain Arnold Schwarzenegger's being really, really old. The reason why Step Brothers 2 will almost certainly happen at some point. Guardians of the Galaxy is selling the most fitting merchandise possible. And 8 awesome secrets Wes Craven just revealed about A Nightmare on Elm Street. Heavy set, what would you like to discuss?
That'd be like the best news week for just a random topics. We'll go with Step Brothers 2.
Adam McKay has confirmed that the plans are still afoot for Step Brothers 2, but he has warned that it might take some time for it to actually materialize. Working with the original film stars Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, McKay had originally intended for the comedy sequel to be released before Anchorman 2, but Paramount then warmed to the idea of the Channel 4 news team's reunion, and Step Brothers 2 was put on the back burner as a result. But while the project has long been delayed, McKay hasn't forgotten about it, and he now has told Collider that the trio has an entire outline already penned out and ready, said the director. Heavy set, I mean, I love the first one. These guys have great comedic timing together as well. They have great chemistry. I think it was just a question of when, not if, this was going to happen. But I'm kind of surprised that it was put on the back burner. I believe this grossed more than Anchorman, so I'm not quite sure why they delayed it, but I think it's a great idea. Let's get your thoughts.
I would figure they put it on the back burners because Anchorman might not have made as much, but there was some nostalgia factor there, even though it wasn't that long ago. But I think of all of Will Ferrell's movies, that's probably top five to some people. It's a movie I think they had to wait like a certain amount of time for. And Step Brothers 2, they can wait a little while longer, and it's still going to be good. We've seen with two movies already, two different movies, that John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell work great together. They're fucking money, and you're going to have an instant classic on your hands. So pushing it back makes a lot of sense to me. But I'm kind of surprised the movie that I'd like to see a sequel on is actually Talladega Nights.
Yeah, but here's the thing with Will Ferrell's movies. They're very simplistic in I guess, plot and stuff. Like, this is just going to be exactly like the first Step Brothers. I'm, you know, if they had a Talladega Nights 2, if they had the one where they were a skating pair. Blades of Glory 2, you know, it's just going to be like them on the racetrack, same fucking bullshit. So that's the only thing, like,
I mean,
I love Will Ferrell. His movies are funny, but
was Anchorman 2 the same way as Anchorman 1?
They
give you the kind of the same formula, but they present it in a new way to give it a new feel. That's really when it comes down to. That's a lot of sequels. A movie that I'm speaking on the country I'm from, but for example, Major League 1 and 2, kind of alike.
No, and I agree. Most sequels are kind of the same. All right, Kebo Trek, what would you like to discuss this week?
Tough choice. I will go with 10 characters who need their own spin-off movies.
All right,
thank you, because I knew you were going to take that. So I was like, since I'll get to talk about it, I'll take this one. Yes.
There you go. All right, well, I guess we'll do a quick yay or nay and discuss each one. Jesus Quintana from The Big Lebowski.
Nay. I think it's too peripheral of a character, and I don't think it's something. I think it's one of those things where it's good in the dose that we get it, and if a whole movie was based around it, it wouldn't be successful.
Kind of like that guy from The League.
But yeah, it's exactly like Rafi.
Oh my god, that episode. I hated that episode last year.
You never fuck with the
that
Jesus.
That was the worst episode. I can't believe they made that.
Can I admit that I've never seen The Big Lebowski?
What? Is that worse than the ass to mouth gag, guys?
You never go ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
In any case,
you never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
She's never gone ass to mouth. What were we saying?
So I
don't fuck with the Jesus.
I say nay as well.
Carp?
No, not needed.
Yeah. Sif from Thor, a.k.a. who should have been fucking Wonder Woman.
I'll throw a big yay at that. I was a big fan of her. I mean, it was a smallish role, but I was a big fan of the character. And it'd be fun to see some more of the universe without maybe necessarily tying it into, like, everything else. Just more of, like, a side movie.
Yeah, it's like a Xena. I don't – there's nothing original to it.
I'd like to see Sif with the Warriors 3. As a movie.
Will?
I'm not sure. It would have been her as Wonder Woman, but not as Sif. I don't think it will work, so nay for me.
Abby?
Can I go so-so?
Sure.
I'm going so-so.
Joe Brody from Godzilla.
Yeah. How about now?
Wasn't that like Breaking Bad?
From Godzilla?
Joe Brody, yeah. It's Walter White there.
Oh.
Crazy scientist.
But how? He's dead.
No.
A prequel. Alert, get a prequel.
No, nay.
I'm not going to watch that movie now. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Spoiler alert.
To be honest, everybody is much better off knowing he's dead, because if you go in expecting some Bryan Cranston.
Spoiler alert.
Guys, the movie really blows if you're hoping Bryan Cranston.
Spoiler alert.
I wish you're doing like Cock Talk alert.
Yes, I was about to say that.
I'm so doing it. All right.
Cock talk.
Cock talk. Alert. Cock talk. Alert. And the guy's like just jacking off. Oh, the guy's coming in the background. Lucy McLean from Live Free or Die Hard. No.
They should just let the series die.
Just like Bruce Willis.
No, what if they make a Kevin Smith from Die Hard standalone movie? No, that's not good. The Warlock?
But if anything, I can see... I mean, it still probably wouldn't be successful, but rather than a movie with her, maybe like a TV show. But even then, I don't think it would really work.
I think
Maximus. So
Justin Long as a walrus in a Die Hard movie.
Justin Long in a 30-minute short just acting like a walrus and getting fed fish. Maximus from Disney's Tangled Heavy.
I'm trying to remember which one that was. The horse?
The horse? Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be easier to create one on the snowman because he was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, the rest are all jobbers. All right, Carp, what would you like to discuss?
Nightmare.
Yeah, so I figure you're going Nightmare. All right, so Wes Craven was tweeting, I think, one tweet per day about a bunch of secrets that were going on during Nightmare of Elm Street. Just revealed a bit of like how the film was made and different things. saying that Robert Englund, for example, had to go through 4 hours of makeup. There was a scene where kind of Freddy was going in, coming into somebody's subconscious, and that was using like silicone and stuff like that. So I'll give it to Carp because I know he's a bit more into the horror genre than I am. So I'll let you elaborate on this story.
Well, I mean, it's basically, like you said, Wes Craven's, because it's the 30th anniversary of Nightmare on Elm Street coming up. So he's basically tweeting out some tidbits of the original film, like how it took 500 gallons of fake blood in the first one, four hours of makeup, which is a must.
500 gallons of blood.
Yeah, 500 gallons of fake blood, which is a hell of a lot of fake blood. How his basis on the Krueger character is pretty funny, too, how it's not like based on a serial killer, but how he looked out a window one day and he saw like a guy with a fedora and a red and green sweater. And that's how he usually like based the look, which I found kind of funny. Interesting fact that I didn't realize. The words Elm Street are never spoken at all during the film. Because, I mean, so many movies now will mention the film's title, like when they're talking about it. Hell, Family Guy did a bit about it. So I didn't even realize that looking back at it now. And then, you know you're committed to your craft when you're willing to go through 4 hours of makeup a day for probably about 6 weeks of filming, which is ridiculous.
Will, let's throw it to you. What would you like to discuss?
What do we have left?
Terminator.
So then, yeah, Terminator.
All right, so they had to justify Arnold's age in the next Terminator, and James Cameron actually answers this during the an event for the 30th anniversary of Terminator, mentioning, I pointed out that the outer covering of the Terminator was actually not synthetic, that it was organic and therefore could age. You could theoretically have a Terminator that was sent back in time, missed his target, and ended up just kind of living on in society. Because he's a learning computer and has a brain as a central processor, he could actually become more human as he went along without getting discovered. I think it's a bit of kind of a weak explanation, although I'd love to see Arnold back with the franchise. I don't know how well it would do. That's my only concern. But, I mean, at least it's some kind of explanation. And if this franchise is going anywhere in the future, it's got to be with him. Let's get your thoughts.
Well, he's been confirmed to be back. So that's he'll be back. It's for sure he'll be back. And he did say that there was the reason is because it's organic. What I find weird about this whole thing is that it means that you're focusing on a similar Terminator you've seen before, because so far they've all perished. Every Arnold Terminator in all the three films have died. So I'm wondering where this guy's coming from, where this fits in the story. I'm more worried about that than I am about the reason why he's aging.
Wait, that's a good question.
Are you trying to question continuity in a time traveling movie?
You know what's funny? I rewatched the first one. They actually say that by going back in time, they locked it and nobody can ever come back. I was just laughing my ass out.
Never, ever question continuity in a movie that involves time travel in any way whatsoever. Because
it will frustrate the fuck out of you. All right, let's get into the movie review of the week. Carp, Fury, go.
Really good. Probably one of the better World War II movies I've ever seen. It justifies how it's like, I believe it's number four grossing on World War II movies of all time right now. Brad Pitt does a great job. Shia LaBeouf was all right. Had no major complaints. Just the whole aspect of it I really liked. And the whole standalone against 300 Germans, like it shows you in the trailer. That scene was really well done too. No major complaints except for the possible creepy part of when Brad Pitt kind of breaks into a German woman's house and you don't know what he's going to do. He had kind of a... Yeah, I don't want to say it without spoiling it, but it was kind of creepy Brad Pitt.
Spoiler alert.
Not creepy Brad Pitt. And it was that was really the only off-putting part, was trying to wonder what the hell he was going to do. I really liked it. I highly suggest if you like any sort of World War II movie. Oh, watch out for those who have to read subtitles. Brad Pitt speaks German at points. So if you don't like reading subtitles, then you're not going to like it, which, yeah, that never mind. Highly suggest it. It's a solid 8.5, 8 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, I agree on a couple of those points. Go a little more in depth. I love the backstory of a lot of the characters. They flesh them out, as Kebo Trek would say. Shia LaBeouf actually does a really good job. It's not Witwicky from Transformers. It's, you know, I don't want to give any backstory to ruin the movie, but he plays a really good supporting character in this. Brad Pitt's fantastic as well, as well as the, I don't know the name of the younger guy in it, but they really flesh him out, and he's almost like the main character in it. And I thought he did a great job as well. The subtitle stuff, you don't have to worry. It's very basic kind of stuff. Even if you weren't looking at the screen, you kind of know what Brad Pitt's talking about. He's just, you know, oh, where's this guy? Or is this guy a Nazi? Yeah, boom, dead, you know? So, but yeah, it's a guy movie, though. That's, you know, and I don't want to stereotype. I mean, women can go see it, but there's a lot of violence, a lot of gore, a lot of headshots. And it's just about just guys saying, fuck it, going balls to the wall and taking on a bunch of Nazis.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that was one thing I forgot to mention. The practical effects there with the headshots or even the body shots were so well done. Very little CGI blood. So
many dead bodies in this fucking movie.
Dude, it's World War. It's a World War. Like,
it really, it's almost like you're in the middle of World War II. And yeah, man, if that's your thing, if you like gore, you like just fucking guys shooting up Nazis, go check it out. It's really good. And it's got a decent story as well. I give it 8 out of 10 myself. All right, awesome. Let's get into the weekend box office. Break it down.
Box office numbers for this week, to no surprise, at least I think so, Fury, number one, pulling in $23.7 million.
This was way too fucking low.
It's surprisingly low, but I think in the end it will make back its number, its budget. It's hard to say what the overseas numbers are going to be because it's kind of America-friendly heavy.
I'll bet you. I will bet. And we're talking – we've mentioned this since episode one. Movies – and Kebo Trek can agree with me on this. Movies have to make double a budget at least to make its money back. You think it's going to make 140 worldwide? I will bet you 10 bucks it does not.
140 worldwide, probably not. In the end, I think with DVD and Blu-ray sales, it won't be profitable, but it'll definitely push back 70, 80 million, I think. That's just my two cents. But pulling in 23.7 on opening weekend for a World War II movie during October, you guys think that's pretty impressive, or?
I'm trying to remember some of the recent, because Saving Private Ryan got what? I think, was it 40 million opening a weekend? Saving Private Ryan actually made 216 domestic and 265 foreign. So I don't know if that's maybe a good sign.
Opening weekend was 63.5 million non-US. US it was 30.5.
But I'm not sure. Maybe it was because it was the reviews were really good. But
the reviews and the cast.
Yeah, I guess because I'm with old school.
The director too.
Where I don't think it's going to do that good overseas.
I don't either.
What were the reviews for this?
Fury?
They were good.
Yeah, they were more than mediocre from what I remember.
I guarantee you it does not do well in Germany. Just saying.
Well, I mean, even mentioning like Nazi stuff in Germany is kind of illegal nowadays. And Metacritic, Fury is a 64 out of 100. So.
What about the audience?
7.8 out of 10. It's not bad. We'll see. I think in the end, at least 70, maybe 80 million. Coming in at number two, holding a top 10 spot for a third week is Gone Girl with another 17.5 for a total of 106.7 million on a $61 million budget.
That's amazing.
That's pretty freaking impressive.
Great.
Coming in at third place, a new release, The Book of Life. It's an animated film by Fox, pulling in 17 million on a $50 million budget.
Animated guy, you into this?
I'm interested only because I know some people who are in it. Not personally, but like I know Gabriel Iglesias does a small part. And that seems to be something he's going down on. If I would see this, I'd see it so cheap. I'm not wanting to go out and see it right now. I think next animated movie I want to see is Hero 6.
Yeah, Big Hero 6.
I actually want to go see Hero 6 too, and that's not my thing. But
me too.
Yeah.
Harry.
We should all go and look like total fucking creepers. That'd be awesome.
Only Will be like, where's the cock?
Wait, guys. Is it like when you went to watch, what was the movie you went to watch? Oh, you're like creepers.
Did you see Big Hero's cock?
The one with Selena Gomez. What was that movie?
The Getaway?
Weekend.
Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers, yeah.
The worst is when we went to see, it was myself.
Four Christmases?
Yeah, Four Christmases. We going to see Four Christmases.
Better than Twilight.
Anything's better than Twilight.
We had the choice of either Four Christmases or Twilight.
Good choice.
So three dudes went to go see Four Christmases. Yeah.
Much better choice. Fourth place would be Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. some sort of Buena Vista family flick, 11.4 million. Fifth place, and another new release, The Best of Me, Some Romance, 10 million on a $26 million budget. I don't think it'll make money back. Sixth place, Dracula Untold, fairly good 57% drop, unfortunately.
What? You say fairly good and 57% drop in the same sentence.
9.9 million, total of 40, and it's already got huge overseas numbers. So, 95.7 right now overseas. They leave it open for a sequel, but hopefully there isn't one. That's my own personal choice, though.
It's the prequel to Twilight.
Seventh place is The Judge, a Robert Downey Jr. joint. 7.9 million, total of 26.8 in 2 weeks, which is pretty good. Annabelle is in eighth place with 7.8 million, total of 74 million on a $6.5 million budget. That is spectacular. The Equalizer, pulling in another 5.3 million for a total of 89.1. And finally, The Maze Runner remaining in the top 10 at 4.3 million for a total of 90 on a $34 million budget. We will be seeing the sequel and probably the third part of this trilogy. So.
Thank you, Carp. Two movies coming out this week. First one I'm fucking so into, John Wick.
Nice ride.
Thanks.
How much?
Excuse me?
How much for the car?
She's not for sale.
You have good day, sir.
Sounds like the guy from, was John Malkovich of Rounders? When he was playing the horrible Russian accent? Want cookie?
Want cookie.
Daisy.
I lost everything. That dog was a final gift from my dying wife.
Jonathan, you got out once. You dip so much as a pinky back into this pond, you may find something reaching out to pull you back in.
It's personal.
Where'd you get that car?
What does it matter?
It's not what you did, son. It's who you did it to.
The nobody?
But nobody. It's John Wick.
You working again?
No, just sorting some stuff out.
Task your crew.
How many?
As many as you have.
Hey, John. I thought I'd let myself in.
People keep asking if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
I'm not afraid of John Wick.
Uh-huh. No one's that good.
John Wick, I'm a fuck yeah. Carp, you're next.
Oh, hell yeah.
Will.
Yay.
Kev.
No, yeah, I'm a definite yay.
And are we clearing the board? Heavy set?
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you piece of no. All right, we got one more. I think there's more up Carp's alley. Ouija.
You ever feel like even after someone you love has died, there's still a way you can talk to them?
You want to talk to Debbie?
Yeah. This is where Debbie died.
I don't think this is a good idea.
As friends we've gathered, hearts are true. Spirits near, we call to you. If you can hear us, Debbie, I miss you.
Calm down. It's an old house.
This is a joke. Come on, you guys. Who's doing that? Sarah, cut it out.
I'm not pushing it.
Just spelled hi, friend.
Hey, this is freaking me out. I'm done with this.
I found something. I wanted to get this on camera. I found something in my house. Weird things started happening as soon as I found the board.
Debbie found the board in her house. She woke something up.
Is somebody there? This thing is haunting us.
Hello?
It's coming through all of us. So who's next?
Whoa!
How do we stop this?
You have to break the connection, or it will keep coming for you.
We have to play the game again. One last time. As friends we gathered, hearts are true. Spirit near, we call to you. Can you show us a sign?
Did you kill Daddy? We're done! We're not playing anymore!
It's not even real, okay?
It's just a
Ouija, your typical Halloween scare teen fest. I know Kev, so I'm not going to ask him. Carp, is this something up your alley?
I'd suggest maybe checking out the 1986 version called Witchboard, which was awesome because it's in the 80s and it's gore-rific. You know, they finally made a movie about the best-selling, technically the best-selling board game of all time. But no, I'm probably not going to watch this. Maybe if it's on Netflix and I'm bored one night.
I know Will dabs into the horror stuff once in a while. Let's get your thoughts.
Not for this one. I'm curious about one thing, though, Carp. Number one selling more than Monopoly?
Yep. It's been around since the 19th century.
Okay. If you ever get figures on that, let me know.
I think it's in the Guinness Book.
Consult the Book of Knowledge. Heavy set. Go.
I want to see this, but I want to see it very, very cheap as possible.
Really? This is something you'd be interested in.
The fact that they've made a movie out of the Ouija board, which isn't that the correct way to spell it? I mean, pronounce it? Ouija?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think.
That's the Canadian way, Ouija. No,
Ouija, eh?
Ouija, eh?
It's the A is an I for some reason.
We're going to steal the A in Ouija.
We're going to steal the A in Ouija. Awesome. She'd never go ass to mouth.
We're going to steal the ass to mouth. All right, let's close the show with some feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Hashtag OSATM. We've got one tweet this week from WIRX Cata. It's Cataclysmic from the WIR fame. He mentions a remake of Ghostbusters, but with all women. I've never seen any of the originals. Hashtag OSATM. Who wants to go to his house and kick his ass?
Okay, here's one thing I got to explain about Cata. He is so far New Zealand, anything American, he's like, what's that? Never heard of it. That's dumb. But meanwhile, he roots for the Chicago Blackhawks. So, fuck off.
What? Do they have TV in New Zealand, those guys?
I guess. They get somewhere down there in Middle Earth.
I know they got electricity like at least 10, 12 years ago some point, so they are on the electrical grid. They're working on telephones.
As far as I understand about New Zealand, every time they have to go somewhere, it's this endless walking.
They're always walking.
Sometimes they can go to volcanoes. Yes, go to volcanoes.
Aren't they really good at rugby?
What's rugby?
And do like a war dance where they like...
Oh, is that like the... Is rugby like the queer football?
Well, that's the football where you're actually allowed cramming your thumb in a person's eyeball and you get away with it.
Murder's legal on the fucking rugby field.
I've seen a man step on another man's groin with cleats and they don't wear cups.
Wow. Hole in my crotch. Heavy set. Let's get some plugs and final thoughts.
Still working on www.kfabesports.com, getting that back up and running, but you can still go to, if need be, OhioIndieReport.podbean.com. And even though it's a little out of date now, last week's episode of NFL Easy Picks starred a Canadian by the name of Carp. I don't know if you're related to him, Carp, but...
Yeah, I don't know if there's another Carp. Is there another Carp around there on the internet?
I don't know about on the internet, but I'm sure there's another Carp out there because the last name Carpenter is pretty freaking common, but I'm sure.
But I don't think there's another like retarded sounding guy.
Oh, well, no, definitely I am. I'm the special Carp. I've just seen from my Facebook photos in Cleveland where I'm standing next to a special parking sign with like my thumbs up and making a special face with it. So
fantastic. Yep. Speaking of Carp, let's get your plugs.
As you just heard, you could catch my first week of NFL Easy Picks guest starring Carp. And I'm I'm tied for third, but I'm only 2 points behind, and I plan to take that season. Sorry, American people on NFL Easy Picks. And as well, StableWars.com, the UFC pay-per-view registration is open right now, as well as the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view registration is open now. Do good all season long, and you can win yourself a DVD.
Cocktalk.com. Strawing Will is trying to two-peat.
Well, you know what?
State of Champions. Strawing.
I don't know. I think there are more carps out there because the other day I went to Chinatown and like there was a whole bunch.
Boo.
Wow.
Boo.
Hashtag fail two in a row.
Too bad. No, nobody else heard the horse joke.
You're like the cheesy dad jokes.
I love those. Yeah. No, wait, you know what's great?
You're
the
like,
Family Guy.
Oh, hi, my name is Wendy. I'll be your witches. Hi, Wendy. My name is Will. I'll be your customer.
Carp, you just read my mind of what he was going to say.
Hey, have you said?
Alert.
You watch Family Guy when you've got, like, at some point, Peter does, like, I'll just make some dad noises here. No? Did you ever watch that? No? Also, I also look forward to everybody visiting comicbooksftw.com for a bunch of cosplay interviews and some old school comic reviews where we review like comics from the 1940s and 60s.
We're going to steal Jessica Negri. Keb Butrek, Plex Final Thoughts.
Nothing really. I guess ellaphotography.ca again. I hear she's looking
Can you like prepare yourself? Can you plug something? Like you have all week to think.
Well, there's really nothing I want to plug.
Do you do nothing in life? Do you have no fucking ambition? Do you What do? You fucking loser.
Hey, I'm plugging.
Figure something out.
Like I was going to say she's looking for new members as well, so that'll be my
members and clientele are two completely different things.
It doesn't have to be. I don't know what that means, but we'll go with that.
All right, so for Kebbo, Trek, Carp, Will, and Heavyset, and hashtag rugby, the weaker football, I am Mr. Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
From J.J. Abrams, the visionary behind Star Wars Episode 7 and Felicity, comes a reboot impossible not to enjoy. Unless you're William Shatner. Star Trek, the cool new franchise that used time travel gobbledygook to throw away 50 years of canon. But who cares? Cause Star Trek is awesome again. Meet Nero.
Hello.
A Romulan out for vengeance after his home planet is destroyed. He'll be given a second chance to save his species when a black hole sends him back in time. But instead of warning his planet about their impending doom, he'll drift around waiting in space for 25 years. Come on, they don't have phones in space. But there's one man who can stop him. Captain Pike, who's quickly captured, leaving only one other man. Commander Spock, who quits after an emotional breakdown.
I have been emotionally compromised.
Leaving only one other man who can stop him. Captain James T. Kirk. An angry drunk who is accepted into Starfleet without any paperwork, background checks, or medical evaluations. Come aboard as Kirk commands the USS Enterprise, the Federation's heavily armed Apple store, full of Mac geniuses who rise through the ranks, not because of service or aptitude, but because of things like the flu.
Where's Helmsman McKenna?
He has lungworms, sir.
I'm Hikaru Sulu.
Death.
Dr. Puri was on deck 6. He's dead.
Then you have just inherited his responsibility as chief medical officer.
Gross incompetence.
Sir, I'm not sure I can distinguish the Romulan language from Vulcan.
Uhura, relieve the lieutenant.
And sheer proximity to a clean uniform. Experience a film that made nerds cry, nerds cheer, and nerds go... Huh? Explore a brand new Star Trek universe that takes all the Star Trek aliens you know and love and doesn't show any of them. Instead, witness Big Eyes, Long Face, Tic Tac Eyes, and Tan Mom. Prepare to be blown away by what was essentially J.J. Abrams' Star Wars demo reel. It's a saga that asks all the important questions, like, why does Chris Pine make this same stupid face every time he gets punched? And, oh, Winona Ryder's still working? So blast off into a new era of actually watchable Star Trek films, filled with action, excitement, and lens flares. And even more flares. Seriously, how can anyone even see on this ship? Starring Zab Brannigan, Spork, oh my, Space Natiri, Mike Tyson, no one's favorite, Keith Urban, Groundskeeper Willie, Tyler Perry's Tyler Perry, and Old Spork.
Star Trek. Man, that was cool. So how long until they reboot Next Generation? Man, that is going to be radical.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indy Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
What's that from?
Really? Off the podcast really? Now. Banished.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Actually, what is it from? I don't know either.
Get out.
Okay,
get the hell
yeah,
out
get
of
rid
here.
Of them both.
It's from T2.
It's from
You
Resident
never go ass to mouth.
It's from the upcoming Resident Evil movie.
On Fox, you're pretty damn good.
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
everything
they're brutal.
Just gets canceled on Fox.
They are brutal.
Oh, this is the best rated program we've ever had. Cancel it.
I still love it when Family Guy came back and they listed all the shows. I
yeah, that was awesome.
Say pop, top, pop, top, pop, top.
Pop, top, pop, tarts.
Pussy,
tart, part.
Troll, pussy, troll.
Oh, it's troll.
So you're saying it's, what the fuck?